President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this Wednesday, June the 2nd on the West Coast, now Thursday the 3rd of June on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. It's so nice to have you with us, as well as those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and on blogtalkradio.com as well. Lots going on. I think this would be an appropriate way to start off tonight's show. I got a late email from David in the state of Washington, and it's a picture entitled, How to Plug the Oil Leak in the Gulf. Those of you who may have listened in on last night's show got to hear a one-hour rant. In every fourth or fifth sentence, I said, and you expect something to be done about this massive catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico? I think I drove the point home. Didn't hear much from folks who may have listened to the show about that, but the idea is we have to take a proactive stance on this. The folks that like to call themselves the powers that be seem to be running out of power and running out of time as the days go by. Anyway, David's email contained a brilliant picture. There is an image of a boom, a crane, actually, lowering the upside-down photograph of the Capitol building, which would fit very well into that massive hole at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. If you can picture the rotunda on the top of the building, inverted, and just drop it in there. What a brilliant photograph, whoever designed this, and I want to thank David for sending that out. I will be, in the coming days, posting this on my website someplace. You got to see it. And I'm going to send it to Don at BBS Radio as well, so he can put it up on the TNT news board, maybe even on the home page. It's a fabulous photograph. With that, I'm going to go right into bringing on tonight's guest. He is a frequent guest on Evident Footprints and has been for a number of years. He is an environmental scientist. He is a chemist, an herbalist, a historian, and a musician, and he's my good friend, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Don. Great to be back. Thank you.
How was your Memorial Day, by the way? I haven't spoken to you since then, so.
It's going well, Don. Nice holiday. Of course, for me, just working away, I really didn't get much time for myself, but I did take some time just to say my prayers and appreciation for all the great vets that have served our country in the past, from the Revolutionary War through the Civil War all the way up to our modern history, Don. I definitely put some time aside in appreciation for that, for one old warrior to those guys. I do appreciate that very much, and, you know, that's to me what it's all about. You know, so when I see everybody getting together and neglecting that, it's disappointing to me, but we had some nice weather, and for me, I was just pretty much working right through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Michael, because the people in our military who are overseas and have been for a number of years and aren't really hearing the entire picture of what's going on are in our thoughts and our prayers, and we wish them a safe return to the States, and soon, actually. I think the world is getting tired of wars. These madmen around the world that call themselves the elite, the Illuminati, the international banksters and their corporate cohorts in crime, relish these moments when the world is in total chaos and they just can be making money left and right. And we have to put a stop to this once and for all. It's insane what's going on. Now,
amen,
Michael, yes, before we get into tonight's topic, I want to share something I got from a very close friend. This is another email, and there's a little note in front of it, and I think it's appropriate in light of the comments that we just made. This weekend, this is the email. This weekend I was driving along near Waco, Texas, just passing through the small town of McGregor, when I noticed this poster. I immediately made a legal U-turn and went back to take a picture so I could share this with you. I have no idea who put it up. I wish I did so I could give them proper credit. The building is designated as a storm shelter area. I wonder if it is a city building, but I don't know. I'm surprised that it has been not been circulated online or forced to be taken down by the city. Anyway, hooray for McGregor. That's McGregor, Texas. On a door, there is a very large sign. It's a glass door, if you can imagine this. And it says at the top, "No Obama." And then underneath, FBO, it's got his picture. Then it says, "Somewhere in Kenya or Indonesia," sounds like somebody read my research,
yes.
"a village is missing its idiot."
I wish
you could see this. This has to get posted as well.
You know, right under that, they should show the photograph. I wish I could dig it up quick and send it out on an email, but it had a photo of Obama on a phone in looked like in a party mode somewhere, and everything looked pretty chaotic in the background as far as the room went. And he's on the phone. The phone wire, the cable to the phone itself from the handset was disconnected, and he had the phone upside down against his ear. And, you know, so there's our brilliant leader in Washington.
Yes, I've seen that picture. I actually contemplated putting that in my article, but I thought, it's a little bit overbearing. But yes, you're right. You wonder if they do that just for kicks or really you're dealing with reality there. Certainly,
yes.
I think it doesn't really matter either way. There has been such a flurry of information coming out. I last night, Michael, I did a rant for about an hour, and I came down hard on a lot of these emails that are circulating. You know, we're getting these 2- and 3-year-old emails circulating again about the registration of the short-legged Mac Daddy in a Catholic school in Jakarta, Indonesia, written on a piece of graph paper, mind you, which on the reverse side in Indonesian says scores points. it's a piece of graph paper like we used to use in math class.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in calculus or trigonometry, and certainly in geometry. Now, the signatures and the writing and everything on there is just as bogus. In fact, there are fields which are drawn into that graph paper, which don't come with the graph paper originally. In other words, black lines which make square boxes, and the lines don't even connect. It is so ridiculous what is going out. So I went on a rant last night. I don't know if you got to hear last night's show. And basically, I shared a lot of my research, the key points of my research, and that this has been going on for a number of years. It's been going on for about 60 years. Really, we could go even before World War II. we have had a series of imposters posing as presidents of the United States, foreigners infiltrating this country. And when we have a major catastrophe like what we have going on in the Gulf of Mexico right now, and we're just hearing lie after lie, cover up, the intent is to make this look like the Congress is really addressing the issue, when all I have to do is stop this leak, this massive blowout, plug up the hole, and get out of there. No, there's a second one we've heard 5 to 6 miles away from that one, and they're talking about, despite the fact that there's a second hole blowing oil into the Gulf of Mexico, there's the contemplation that they're going to either nuke the hole, or they've tried sticking a pipe into it of a smaller diameter so that they could pump the oil out. Where? Into the ocean? It's ridiculous what they're doing. The amount of pressure shows that they have gone much, much lower, or much, much deeper into the Earth's crust, maybe as much as 8 miles. And they're not telling us the truth about this whatsoever. They're putting toxic surfactants into the water. They call them dispersants. In other words, it's okay for the oil to be in the water. Just put a dispersant on it and cause it to sink to the bottom. And imagine the impact that that has on marine life now, whether it's plant life or animal life, and what it's doing to the coast. We see these photo ops where they bus in a few people wearing white suits with plastic slip covers over them, and they're walking around on the beach picking up gobs of tar. And this is supposed to be a cleanup of the situation. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm incensed about it, and I'd like to get your viewpoints tonight.
Well, you know, Don, I haven't changed my viewpoint since we've covered this, and I say curse these dirtbag SOBs to no end. They are really outrageously destroying God's good creation needlessly. And I've seen recently a little video short on Dr. Michael Castle's particular product that on the video clearly coagulates instantaneously petroleum residues, and you can scoop it right out instantaneously. And it's just unbelievable that such an easy solution is available and they don't even want to apply it. And they have their approach, which you said, Don, which is really going to precipitate it from the surface, and doesn't remove it at all from the ocean, and which is no solution at all. And, you know, the destruction they're causing and the effects are going to linger for so long that these dirtbags will be cursed by the good Lord himself if mankind doesn't do it first, because there's no reason for this. And, of course, we know there's alternative sources of energy, and oil is totally antiquated, unnecessary, and none of these types of catastrophes, because this isn't the first one, but this is probably right now going to be the all-time greatest of an environmental catastrophe that we've had to deal with petroleum spills, and there's just no justification. And like you say, Don, they are dancing around it, pretending that they're trying to come up with solutions, and they're not. The nuclear approach is so scary, it's outrageous. I'm all for taking the capital and serving it as a plug-in, along with the whole entire capital, all the congressmen, senators, and at least the majority of them that have betrayed us and are in cahoots with this global cabal of international banksters like the Rockefeller, Rothschild, Goldman Sachs, Kuhn, Loeb, Warburgs, etc. We take all of them and shove them down in that hole deep. And start off there by trying to plug it with these losers. And then, you know, Don, I mean, I don't know what else you can do except to use that solution that Dr. Michael Castle has, because that clearly, instantaneously, picks it right up out of the water.
Yes.
With one easy sweep, you could remove it all. It's a stunning product for this application.
Now,
and, I just wish more people knew about it.
Yes. We've talked about this on a number of shows. I think we started last week. In fact, we talked about it when you were on the show. And I have to say that Dr. Castle has a group of people who are writing letters and emails and making phone calls and speaking to the media and speaking to officialdom in many areas, not just in Ohio, but speaking to some politicians, local politicians, in the various states that are being affected by this. And Drew Raines himself has been harassed after having written a series of letters to various governors telling them about this product. This is done intentionally, Michael. They do not want to stop this.
Clearly.
We heard things when this started in April, and they began the hearings in May talking about this, and they said, well, maybe in a month or two this will stop. Where does Congress get off? What qualifies them to make such statements? Yet now we heard within the last couple of days that this is going to run on till August.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is being broadcast on the propagandized news. They're saying, well, you know, they don't see any end to this till August. Wait a minute now. They were just saying, well, it's going to happen sometime in May or June. Of course, they lie about everything. So, you know, what are we to expect here? What can we determine from all the garbage they're spewing out, regardless? And every 5 minutes, they have to show a picture of Barack Obama and make him look like some kind of hero. They fail to mention the $6 million he received for his campaign from BP. They casually mention, well, BP was supposed to win some kind of safety award. They questioned a worker. I saw this interview. It was a hearing where he was not being deposed. He was literally testifying as to the goings on, and he had said that normally when he arrives at the platform for an extended period of time, he works the night shift. So when he got there, he went to sleep. And he was awakened and directed not to do certain things. This was being avoided to some extent. There was quite a bit of information that came out, but they were trying to steer his testimony in a particular direction as to not implicate anybody who may have been responsible. Michael, I tell you, this event no doubt is a false flag, and the fact that they care not about what they're polluting. They talk about global warming. They talk about pollution. They talk about pandemics. And they talk about the poisoning of food or the exposure of food to dangerous substances that they create in laboratories. This is just another dimension of the insanity that these people demonstrate.
Absolutely, Donnie.
Time and time again.
And hypocrisy, you know, hypocrisy. And these guys, right, Don, they claim that they care so much about the environment, and it's us lowly, hardworking people out there that are polluting the earth all over the place. And, boy, we have to do something about the carbon dioxide we're exhaling. I mean, oh, my God, carbon dioxide makes everything green. How dangerous. How toxic. And yet they get away with this. I mean, you know, somebody here can have a little oil spill, like change your oil on your engine and spill it on your property or something, or dispose of it on your property, and the DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, or the EPA, will come after you and fine you and harass you, and yet, boy, you can have a major, major catastrophe in an ocean, and, oh, well, I haven't even heard anything from Greenpeace or Environmental Defense Fund and all these supposed environmental green organizations that care so much, where are they? I haven't heard one thing from them on this one anywhere in the news. And so it's really pathetic, Don, disgusting. I'm afraid, like I mentioned the very first time we discussed this a few weeks back, that I'm afraid this is fulfilling the revelations that where two-thirds of the oceans are destroyed. And I see this as the very beginning and maybe the very end of that particular prophecy just from this one event alone, especially
yeah.
if it goes on until August. I mean, it's going to the whole northern hemisphere is going to be impacted. And will it go further than that? God forbid it will, but if it keeps going till August like this, I mean, it may eventually get everywhere, Don.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, we have a usurper. We have an infiltrator, an illegal alien in the White House, having been given the responsibility, the authority to make decisions over this while he plays golf or while he goes to his gay club in Chicago. Or while he hangs out with Larry Sinclair, smoking crack cocaine. I mean, the stories and the evidence are just overwhelming how dysfunctional this government is from the top down.
Just sounds so much like Boy George G.W. Bush we just had previous. I mean, boy, these two guys are peas of a pod.
Oh, yeah. And they're blaming all of this stuff on George Bush, mind you. Take your pick. Which one? I mean, they're all involved in this.
Oh,
they're all involved. They're all part of this corrupt clique of criminals.
They are all literally in bed together.
Literally, yes. Now there was an article that came out last night. I referenced it. I don't have it right here in front of me, but there was it was a Benjamin Fulford article, and. Man, was it full of disinformation, flat-out disinfo. They're basically saying now that the White Dragon Society, you remember several months ago or a year ago, Fulford was saying the Black Dragon Society came to kill him, and he talked his way out of it, and they
right.
said that they were going to take out the elite and put
sure.
an end to all of the chemtrail spraying and the pandemics and the vaccines.
I was thinking about that the other day, what happened to those guys.
Yeah. And he said that the funding for a Save the World project that the White Dragon Society is going to have out there is, first of all, they're going to see that the short-legged Mac Daddy and his vice president are going to be removed from office, putting Nancy Pelosi in power,
aye.
And having Hillary Clinton preside over their trial. And then he goes on to say that there's $60 billion that's going to be spent on saving the Earth. But this money has to go through the Bank of International Settlements, or I should say Bank for International Settlements, the BIS, the Federal Reserve, and the Vatican. Have you ever heard such hogwash in your life? That the money's going through them now anyway.
Of course, Don. I just got to put my hip waders on when I hear reports like this because they're really flinging the BS now.
Yes.
It's getting deeper and deeper.
Yes, and that comes from an expatriate Canadian who's been a journalist for over 20 years in Japan after having worked for Forbes magazine. Now, who was very lucky to get David Rockefeller in a video interview somewhere around a year or so ago. It's amazing that people will fall for this over and over and over. We're trying to wake people up and get them to use discernment and pay attention to what's really going on, not
yes,
what people are saying is going on. And you know, I don't ask people to believe what I say. If you disagree with what I say, fine, that you're entitled to do that. But before you begin criticizing, do some research. Think about what you're hearing and compare it to reality. And I don't mean the reality that they want to create for us. Michael, you get those emails all the time yourself. You know, how does that make you feel when people are, you know, at least trying to wake up, but they're falling for every black ops intel plot that's thrown their way.
Well, it's easy to, Don, when you're bombarded by it and you're still a novice, you're still a little green behind the ears, and you can still be deceived to some degree, as well as, you know, you hear reports of something's going to be done soon. We're going after these dirtbags. The white knights are coming out. I mean, that's encouraging. We want to believe that, and who doesn't? But, of course, over time, Don, because, hey, in the past we were even hoping when we hear reports like that, come on, white knights, let's get them. But nothing ever happens, and so that's just how it is. And what we need to do, though, is for everybody listening to use the most powerful tool at our disposal, and that is praying. And when somebody mocks praying, let me tell you something, they are idiots. Because praying, when it's sincere, from the heart, is very powerful, especially when we're all doing it together, because we're amplifying the same intent, and the good Lord will acknowledge that. And the day is coming, and let's make no mistake about it, when the good Lord will assure that order is restored down here and chaos is eliminated. And by chaos, I mean these rogues that are running the planet into a hellhole, and that are operating in a way that shows total blatant disregard for anything honorable, especially towards God's creation and how sacred it is. And so the good Lord will only tolerate this nonsense for so long. I mean, things are literally getting so insane down here that how much longer can it go on?
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, all we can do regarding this terrible situation down here in the Gulf, and every other terrible situation that's going on all around that we see, is to constantly pray for the Lord to help us intervene in some beautiful way in which these dirtbags are finally removed from the scene here, and that same people with a sense of honor come into play and take over positions of responsibility throughout all realms of government and business, so that we can get this world back on track to the way it's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And Don, I don't know of any other any other answer right now at this point in time aside from that one. And of course, living as virtuously as we can. Now, that's what I always fall back on, Don, because it's your fail-safe method for survival individually, as a nation, and all around the world. It's through virtuous living that we are very powerful beings. And it manifests throughout our lives when we operate at that level. And all the time, no matter what's going on, beautiful things come your way when you're living virtuously. And sure, we're going to always have bumps in the road, even when you're living virtuously, but you'll find that those bumps don't rattle, don't shake too much, don't cause too much damage to anything as you're still moving along, and they really become small bumps, and you glide right over them as you continue to live virtuously through all of our activities. I mean, that's the ultimate answer to everything at the individual level, and then we can break away from these dirtbags. But they got to go, Don, because they're suppressing all kinds of technologies that'll make our lives so much better, so much more fruitful, and in harmony with the good Lord and his way of living. There's no other answer. And our military people, they have to also wake up and realize they're all being used, as they use everything, just to serve their own globalist agenda. And so we need to rally around the good Lord's virtuous way of living, and all honor, anything that's not honorable, shun it, and make sure you make other people aware of how somebody's being dishonorable through their activities, and make sure that we break away from them in every way possible. But it is bad. Everything is corrupt, Don, and we're just seeing corruption expand to levels that in the past would never be believed that it could be this bad today. Unfortunately, we're seeing it at these extreme levels of corruption. It is very pathetic. Our government is loaded with infiltrators, foreign agents, and just total traitors. And it can't go on much longer, that's for sure.
Yes, you mentioned a very important word, the word responsibility. And we've talked about that. Many of my guests have talked about that numerous times. For the past 5 or 6 months, we have been nonstop talking about consciousness and responsibility and intention and praying and really taking action. You know, to me, Michael, I know people hear this message when we talk about responsibility. They want to hold those companies responsible for what's going on in the Gulf. They want to hold somebody, but they don't know quite who, to hold responsible for the economic catastrophes we're having. And, you know, this Gulf spill is always equated into dollars. How many dollars are lost? How many dollars it's going to take to do this or that? Meanwhile, the plant life, the marine life, is being destroyed in that ocean. People are describing various types of rain with these noxious fumes, either from the oil or the dispersants, which are basically surfactants that break up the oil and cause the oil to sink into the ocean. What do they think happens when it precipitates, when it rains? And this is being predicted to move up the coast. You have a hurricane come through there. It's going to be all over the country, and it's going to spread all over the Atlantic Ocean. It'll be in Europe in no time. Just the regular ocean currents are going to carry it up there along the east coast and across the ocean over to Europe, Western Europe. And people just are tolerating it. It's like they're comatose or numbed down to the point to where they don't take enough responsibility. They think responsibility, if I'm correct in observing what's going on, responsibility means be aware of who takes the first step, as long as it's not me. You know, pay attention to who's doing what, but don't really take action.
That's
what I see.
Yep, and you're very precise in that. And, you know, they've got us in a system where it's a rat race, and the rats are winning. And so everybody's caught up in it, and so it's easy to become desensitized to these reports of environmental catastrophes or any other kind of crisis going on, and so, you know, we seem to be disconnected from reality. That's exactly how they want us to be, just automatons. And but I know with your audience listening, Don and Drews and all the other great guys out there trying to get the message out and the people tuning in, you know, there's people out there that are well aware, and you know, we all feel helpless. I mean, what can I do, Mike? What can I do, Don? And all we can do, people, is pray. Pray to the good Lord with all your heart. To hell with this bullshit system. Let it come crashing down. May the good Lord send it back into the hell it can't crawl down, and let's get the good Lord system established down here, where it's peace and harmony and well-being to all living things. And to hell with money and looking at everything in terms of just money and what the cost is. I mean, whatever is right, that's what we have to do, no matter what the cost is. And honoring God's creation no matter what the cost is. If it costs me extra money to honor God's creation, then I'll pay that extra money to honor God's creation. But as I honor God's creation, God's going to take care of me, as he always does. And next thing you know, whatever you need comes your way. Because the Lord takes care of his own. He doesn't fail on that. And so we just can't get too caught up on this devilish system. The devils and the sons of devils, these international bankers, the bankster cabal running the world, trying to create this global United Nations, one government system with one world currency, religion, which is going to be Luciferian all the way, obviously. And to hell with all that. And we just got to constantly keep our minds higher than the level they want us to stay at. And make sure at the individual level that we are tuned into the good Lord's way of doing things. And most of the time throughout our daily activities, we're going to find that at the individual level, things are improving. Things are looking good. Even though hell could be happening all around us, within our own individual world, as long as our mind is set in the right spot and our heart is as well, then we'll find things always managing to work out for us and improve. And we'll always see the light at the end of the tunnel where everybody else is seeing nothing but darkness at the end of their tunnel. And we're coming to a point where things are going to break away. Everything clinging to the old system. Because the New World Order, as we well know, Don, is simply the old world order trying to reemerge and establish itself where everybody's basically a slave to these few elites mm-hmm. that feel so superior to us, and they're not at all. That's just an illusion that they are caught up in. And even though they have been given great opportunities because they have accumulated vast wealth, but they just blew it, because with that vast wealth, you think they obviously haven't done anything good with it. They're using it to further the Luciferian agenda of a hellhole here on Earth. And because of that, they have doomed their soul. They will be blotted out. You know, a teaching that the Lord always said that you never hear anymore. The Lord said, don't fear the first death. Rather, fear the second death. The first death is just simply the passing out of the physical body, but the second death is where the good Lord obliterates our spirit from the book of life, where we don't exist anymore. After the first death, we pass on. We're still alive. Life still goes on mm-hmm. into other spiritual realms. But the second death, for all those that will, are going to be experienced. Well, once you experience the second death, experience is over. So all your experiences will be obliterated. You will cease to be. It's a thought that will send shivers through your spine, for all those that find life dear. And that's what we have to fear. But these dirtbags obviously have neglected that, and that's what's in store for them. These fools, that day is soon coming, they're going to be removed from life itself because mm-hmm. of all the destruction, the negative karma, the serving of Luciferic forces. They have forced themselves into a scenario where they will be eliminated totally from life itself. And good riddance to it. The sooner it happens, the better off we all will be. Because they are pure evil and trying to usher in a world of incredible evil that you people in the past would never even believe it could ever be that bad down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you, Michael, you touched on another point, you know, and you equate all of these problems and their solutions basically are touted to be based upon throwing money at them. God's problems are solvable by giving cash to the middleman.
That's right.
The Creator has a cash flow problem, as I always say.
Very good.
You cannot contemplate how far this galaxy that we live in goes, how far it stretches out into space. And the Creator of just this galaxy alone has a cash flow problem. What is wrong with that picture? Why is it that everything that God created can only be fixed or maintained by throwing illusory money at it?
Precisely.
Debt money, fiat money, usury credit. That's all they can come up with? I mean,
that's
really,
all they got.
Think about this, people. This is what you hear on TV. This is what you hear from the businesses. This is what you're taught in school. If you want to go into banking or finance or becoming a certified public accountant or an estate planner or an urban designer or an architect or engineer or whatever, They teach you that money makes the world go round. Well, you got money pouring out into the ocean, killing the life. And it's the money that rules this world, really. It's not the illusory paper money, it's this damnable oil, crude oil. Crude is a good word for them.
Yes, it is.
It describes the whole scenario.
Perfectly.
And
that's what
I tell you,
with.
I tell you, Michael, when I contemplate the laws and the signing statements and the executive decisions and all of the crap that's signed by a total imposter and a whole cast of characters who are nothing but imposters. I don't care who you're talking about. Is it, you know, this scenario of Nancy P. Lucy, loosely, or Nazi Pelosi?
Nancy P. Lousy?
Yeah, or whatever you want to call her. She committed a felony, numerous felonies, by aiding and abetting a foreign agent to become the president of the United States.
That's
she
right.
has no more right to take over that office. Should he and the vice president, who was, the running mate. I mean, don't tell me, well, he was elected. These are criminals. They're committing multiple felonies every day, attempting to steal international settlement funds in the trillions of dollars. This is going on. You've got the last bunch that was in there, Dick Cheney, getting caught trying to steal $2 trillion from Bank of America, which is a CIA bank, by the way, in Atlanta, Georgia, and then trying to pass off bogus treasury certificates in France. Again, $2 trillion.
Does it ever end with these dirtbags?
It never ends. It never ends.
Well, that's their god, Don. That is their god.
Yes.
They worship it and serve it. With their last breath, and I hope their last breath comes real soon, really soon. Please, dear Lord, get rid of these dirtbags. Just get rid of them as soon as you can, and he will die. That time's coming. The good Lord's new world order is coming, and that is unlimited freedom and abundance and prosperity and peace and harmony with all living things. That's God's new world order. Nothing is going to stop it. These Luciferian scumbags cannot stop God. And they can build their bases deep underground or on remote planets. There's nowhere to hide, dirtbags. The light of God never fails, and it's going to wipe you out, you sons of darkness. And
well,
good
Michael,
riddance to you all.
Yeah, Michael, you know, I sometimes question what my role is, you know, as a truth seeker, as someone that researches so-called historical events and actually has become quite skilled at debunking the history books. And even the current news coming out. And I ask myself, you know, okay, if that's all I'm going to be doing, you know, how can I inspire people to have courage? I talked about this with Christopher Holmes on the show twice this past month, and I replayed one of his shows on Memorial Day. And actually, it was the May 6th show that I repeated this past Monday. And he brought out some really good points about, you know, how we can contact God, how we can communicate with God through the heart, not through the programming that we've been indoctrinated into for most of our lives, all of us really, and people are waking up, but they seem to lack the courage. And really, that you know, Christopher Holmes pointed out very correctly, the word courage in French is a derivative of the word la cœur, cœur meaning heart. Our connection to our Creator is through our heart center.
That's right.
And when we're not taking action, it's obvious to me that we're exhibiting fear. People send email because they feel that's safe. They don't have to put themselves out on the plank. They're not walking the plank, so to speak. Or it could be a diving board, though, you know. It doesn't have to be seen as a plank. It's what you make of it. And so many people are afraid that somehow if they speak out that's going to get them in trouble.
Yes,
not realizing the trouble that's facing them because of all these things that are going on.
Well, that's just how it's a normal, natural condition. And people, though, you know, by Don, your examples and everybody else out there that's trying to provide examples so people can just see through examples, because that's how a lot of people get it. And I love to work with kids because kids are so easy to reach. You know, you just got to stay a kid yourself so you can operate at their level, and then you got them. Boy, you can influence them all the time, and I love it because I like to influence kids all the time to be smart and always break away from the norm that all the other kids are getting trapped in and make them start to perceive reality for what it really is, teach them about the real history, not the phony history of learning. And through example, Don, that's how you're, what God has planned for you, as well as everybody else out there trying to help show the people the solutions to our problems and of course the strength and the courage required to take those initial steps forward to pursue these solutions. And so that's what we have to do. And many people will respond as they see that and say, hey, you know, I've seen that, what you did, and I'm right there with you. And so that's all. A lot of people just need that little incentive, that little, it's like a shock that moves them in that direction. And so, you know, we're like electrons moving a little faster than the rest of the electrons orbiting around the mass of the atom. And so as the outer valence electrons speed up in their activity and push forward, eventually the other electrons catch up to them. That's just the nature of how things are down here. And so in the beginning, it's always difficult, of course, but through example, many will follow. And that's the beauty of your show, Don, and all your efforts. And that's why people tune into you all the time, because we need these examples so we can follow suit and start practicing what we're preaching in our daily lives. And then other people always respond, and it's just very simple. It just comes down to living virtuously. That's why they don't want us to know that. That's why we're bombarded with the vices, constantly vice, this one, this vice, that vice, greed, laziness, gluttony, you know, excess, where in virtue, everything's perfectly balanced, and patience being the greatest virtue of them all. Without that one, we'll never acquire the other six virtues. Patience is the key to it all. And so a lot of people, Mike, I can't believe you got the patience for that. And I say, without patience, you'll never accomplish anything. And so that's the key where everybody's got to start. Patience. Patience with yourself. Patience with your loved ones. And then make sure you're applying the other six virtues throughout all your activities to the best of your ability. And then you will find power come to you, literally power, because power is virtue. In one passage of a Bible on a translation where the good Lord is walking through a crowd and this lady suffering knew if she could only just reach out and touch his clothing, she would be healed. And so the Lord sensed that somebody just touched him, and the saying goes, he turned and said, who touched me? For he felt power leave him. But another translation will say, he turned for he sensed that somebody touched him and he felt virtue leave him. And me as an herbalist, what draws me to the plants, those herbs? Because I knew they had power in them. I could sense it as a kid that they were very special. And so I got to know them on an intimate level and all in nature, because all of Mother Nature is full of virtue. Everything about her is virtuous. And so when we bring virtue into our lives through all our activities. Power literally comes to us. And then next thing you know, over time, we gradually become more and more powerful. And this is what is known as real personal power. You know, that guy, Anthony Robbins?
Tony Robbins, yes.
Yep, and he goes around with personal power. And over the years, I've seen his books, hear that, and I would look and say, okay, what's he say about personal power? Well, it's very general, very bland. I don't even know if he really knows what personal power is, but he's throwing a term around. And then I ask people that went to the courses or studied, what'd you get out of it? I can't get a concrete answer. And I'm like, uh-huh, that's just what I thought. He's bringing you the menu, but when he serves the dinner plates, it's pretty much empty. And but when you really provide the people with the real meat and potatoes on those on that plate, that dinner plate, and they digest it, next thing they know, they got it. And then when you get personal power is real. It's when you become powerful. How powerful? Well, so powerful that everywhere you go, kids love you. Everywhere you go, kids will wave and smile all the time. The parents will look at you and say, do we know you? And it's like, no. Animals, too. Everywhere you go, animals are always good to you, no matter how mean they are to other people. Mm-hmm. Or no matter what, the animals respond to you. Everything will respond to you, and the good Lord himself acknowledges you. And he says, here's a good servant of mine, or eventually a son and daughter of God, a brother and sister of mine. And next thing you know, angelic activity becomes more pronounced through our activities. You know, when people will tell you great stories that you love to hear where, you know, this happened, but lo and behold, like a miracle, you know, I was saved from being harmed or this, and out of nowhere when I was so desperate, boy, this happened and it boosted us right back up and helped us recover and get our feet back on the ground. All kinds of these beautiful stories. That's the good Lord coming to the rescue, and he'll do that all the time as we live more and more virtuously. And then as we live more and more virtuously, these devils won't have any kind of influence on us. It'll be over for them. We break away from their vices, all their traps, and next thing you know, they are gone and we're in control. And that's what they don't want us to know, Don.
Yes. You know, recently I've had some discussions on a personal basis with various people who are interested in understanding the differences between being one of the Christian faith and a Luciferian, a Satanist. And I said, they ask questions like, how do you recognize this? How do you see this in such a person? Even someone who's professing to be a Christian, even someone who's leading a flock of sheep, their congregation, down a particular path which supports war, whether it means the promotion of Israel as something that somehow is this mystical land that we have to support financially because it's the chosen land. If it's the chosen land, why isn't God supplying these people with their own money? Like you
That's
said
right.
on a
why
past...
Isn't... You got it, Don. Go ahead.
Yeah, like you said on a past show, there are producers and there are non-producers. And I see them as non-producers other than the wars they create, the dissent and the chaos that they promote. That's the only production. And it's destructive. You can recognize Satanism or Luciferianism by the destructive qualities it has. It destroys the family. It destroys the spirit of the individual. It destroys the sanctity of God's word in terms of its presentation. I don't mean literally, but I'm saying, in other words, it...
No, you're right. I got you. It destroys everything good, Don.
Yes.
Where goodness is, that's where God is.
Yes. And yet I see people falling left and right over this, not recognizing those signs. It's not really difficult. You can't have two situations in a business simultaneously describing. The business can't be a success and a failure at the same time. Okay? It's going to be one or the other.
Exactly.
Okay, what makes it a success, and I mean in the true sense, is that it does good for everyone involved. and it doesn't take advantage of anyone. Why is it that countries are presented to us by our governments, and I'm asking a rhetorical question, from a sense that no one can be trusted? Now, and you know, you always hear in metaphysics, you know, you bring on what you think about. You know, you attract the very things that you think about. Well, so we think about the fact that we have a corrupt government, and therefore we have one. It became corrupt before we thought about it. So that law is not necessarily true. Certainly, those that are the corrupt government determined a long time ago that they were going to be corrupt.
And, well, Don, it's true that it's a true law. Like attracts like. But you see, in politics, scum attracts scum. Dishonesty attracts dishonesty.
Yeah.
You see, and so it's a real law. And just like at the, so for all of us, what comes to us is what we're attracting to us, because that's what our thoughts are sending out. And so there's no escaping the law. And people just have to come to terms with these laws that are more subtle, and because opposites do not attract. It's only attracts.
That's the point I'm trying to make. In other words, you can't apply more scum to fix it.
That's right.
Okay. Which is why I say we have to take action, that you're counting on an election in a system which is inherently corrupt and designed to be that way to produce a predetermined outcome, period. It doesn't matter who the role players are in it. It's the plan has been built from the bottom up to function a certain way, to function off of an illusory economy, to function off of corruption in the stock markets, the games of chance, the legal corporate gambling arena. You know, you might as well you might as well call Wall Street Las Vegas, the Strip. You know,
it really is.
Yeah, where the odds are made, you know, to
sure.
benefit the owners of the casinos.
If anybody thinks that there's a legitimate operation going on down here in Wall Street and that your investment is really in safe, you know, in a safe environment, you're dreaming. You're living in that illusionary world there for sure, because it's run by sharks and they prey on the little fish, and they feed the little fish to entice them to come into the deep waters. But when everything seems good, that's when the sharks appear out of nowhere and they devour everything.
Yes. So we mentioned, you know, all of the, we've drifted off the topic a little bit, but this is important in a sense, because we're talking about these important world decisions that are being made. And if this is what world government is going to bring us, folks, wake up. Wake up. Here's your example. They want their new world order. This is how the new world order is going to handle a catastrophe?
The new world order is simply the old world order of the Dark Ages.
Yes, absolutely.
People live in ignorance. Don, a while back, young girl here going to SUNY New Paltz, University of New Paltz, and she was saying how she's studying to be international relations. That's what she's studying, to get a degree. And I said, so what's that all about? So she's explaining to me. I said, well, who do you plan on working for then? Well, I really like to work for the United Nations. So I knew this is what it was all about, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got her steered to that point. And I said, oh, the United Nations. I said, oh, so you think they're good, huh? And so, young kid, so full of mush from those commie professors feeding her the global crap. So I said, oh, yeah, you think they're good. Okay, well, I guess you're fully aware then of the sterilization programs they've been implementing on women all throughout the Middle East and Asia. What? I didn't hear about that. Oh, you didn't learn about that from your college professors. I don't know anything about that. I said, I guess you don't know anything about Agenda 21. What's that? I said, look it up. Soon you get on internet, look up Agenda 21. You'll see what it's all about. And then when you do, and you go back to class, ask those professors how come they don't mention this part of the United Nations. And I wish, I hope I run into her someday somewhere to see if she followed up and got a good education for free from me.
you know, there are all these different organizations that end up being part of the United Nations, and there's your immediate connection to the Rockefellers, and then you've got to look at the Rothschilds and all the other Illuminati families. They're all controlled by that. And the way that went down, Michael, in 1942, I mentioned that on the past show, the way that went down and the fact that they're still teaching kids that we joined the United Nations in October of 1945. Why be secretive about such an important thing? Why be secretive?
That's right.
Well, it was subversive, and it is today. It's another extension of the criminal cabal. Absolutely. How many times have we heard these programs that they enlisted through the United Nations? I remember Kofi Annan, and you had I forget the exact name of these programs, but it was like cash for wheat or something like that. You know, they mm-hmm. were sending relief so that they could feed people. And the money was being stolen, or a certain portion was donated in terms of grains and foods that were to be shipped to these countries to feed the starving people, and then some money on top of it. The money was stolen. The food was put on the black market and sold internationally. These guys weren't going to pass up an opportunity like that to make money. If they cared about the starvation at all in the first place, despite the UN's involvement, these people would have made sure that their people were eating in the first place. Why?
That's right, Don. That's right, Don. These guys aren't making money. They're stealing money.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And so we come to Hillary Clinton as the, next in line after P. Loosely.
Good old
and
Hillary Rotten.
Yeah, Hillary herself is another infiltrator, Michael.
Absolutely, Don.
Trust me on that, okay?
I do, buddy.
She is another infiltrator. And if she wasn't an infiltrator, she's been put in that position by an infiltrator, by
a felon.
Absolutely,
absolutely. I mean, you know, her out of nowhere in college days, she's assigned part of a big responsibility for the impeachment of Nixon. How does that come about? And then she married Slick Willie, which was just a political marriage for a pursuit of material power. She's a soulless whore of Babylon, like Nazi Pelosi and the rest of them whores. And so go ahead, Don.
Well, and for some reason, Benjamin Fulford came to the determination that she was going to preside over the trial of Obama and Biden.
And justice will be finally served.
Yes. I mean, it's just one after another. Of course, she's related to Madonna, so maybe Madonna can come save her. Or
are they
Brad
related?
Pitt. Oh, well, those are the lines that they use during the campaign. They're related to Captain Kangaroo, if you really want to stretch it, and probably Mr. Green Jeans.
Well, you know something, Don? It's amazing that she said that, because when I called her the whore, you know, whore of Babylon, I mean, I always used to think of Madonna like that. When, you know, years back, I said, she's like a whore of Babylon in Revelation. And sure enough, now Hillary says she's related to her. Well, sure, they're both whores of Babylon.
Oh, they're related to everybody, you know. Oh. Well, I just bring this up because, again, there's a person appointed by an infiltrator. All the laws that they've signed, all the signing statements, all the bills, everything, are null and void. And I ask the rhetorical question, why are these people not in prison for the crimes that they have committed, are committing, and plan on committing? Why are they not in prison?
Amen to that. And why aren't they swinging from tree limbs for the traitors they are? And also, besides all the phony laws and being null and void, so is this whole debt that we're supposed to be, and that's all null and void. We don't owe anybody squat. It's all illegal chicanery, racketeering, phony money system, counterfeit money system. We don't owe those banksters, scumbags, a penny of anything. And so what we got to do is wipe our hands clean of them, get them in prison, like you say, Don, and then if I get my way, I'll hang them all so that their corpse and carcasses remain out in front of the nation's capital for the rest of time, so that every single politician that comes along afterwards sees that rotten carcass and knows that anybody that tries to betray us and get us into this kind of mess that these scumbags have done, they're going to be swinging right alongside them. Their carcasses will be right there alongside them for the rest of time as well, because we will never, ever tolerate such crap from scumbag, evil dirtbags like these people ever again.
Well, I hope you plan on passing out gas masks when that event occurs. Michael, we're about out of time. I want to acknowledge Dr. Mike Castle's product and give out an address for anyone that's missed it on some past shows. This is for his product called AmeriHaz. This is, and we're stating up front, instead of asking corporations to donate $1 million or $100 million, we're asking Americans around the country to donate a single dollar, $1, whether it's 10 dimes, 4 quarters, a dollar bill, 100 pennies, however you have to do it. We're asking, if you want to see an end to this pollution in the Gulf of Mexico and the poisoning and destruction of our planet, is it worth a dollar so that Dr. Mike Castle can purchase the products that make up the AmeriHaz, which will pick up the oil and the benzenes and the toxins, and it can be disposed of outside the water.
And Don, how can we contribute, Don? Where do exactly we go to make the donation?
Okay, this is the address. Castle Concepts-AmeriHaz. Castle as in the medieval building. Concepts-AmeriHaz, spelled A-M-E-R-I, capital H-A-Z. Both Amera is capitalized and has, H-A-Z. AmeriHaz, 1933 East Dublin Granville Road, number 171, Columbus, Ohio, 43229. And I am donating to this fund. I urge everyone that cares, you're not going to miss a dollar, and yet that dollar added to other dollars from around the country will put a stop to this. This is a not-for-profit venture. This is just to get this product into the hands of the local people who can protect the shorelines and keep our inland waterways from being polluted, as well as pick up the oil and the highly toxic benzene out of the water. The product has been demonstrated on Ohio News Now several weeks ago, and it's gotten airplay. It's up on YouTube, on the internet. It's been seen by millions of people already. And the powers that be don't want this to happen. But then again, the powers that be are not producers. They're not the owners of this planet. They are non-producers. They are parasites. They're organized criminals. And if we allow them to destroy the planet, they will. You've got to take action. And just donating a dollar to this cause is enough right now to turn this situation around. And other solutions can be looked at down the road. We can tell you, we've tried to get this information to BP. We've tried to get this to congressmen and senators. And we've tried to get this to the local governors in the area. Drew Raines, for his efforts in contacting a multiplicity of government officials, has been harassed by black ops helicopters buzzing his house. So,
I urge everybody to see these videos so you can see firsthand how effective this product is in just immediately cleaning up the spills. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
unbelievable how effective it is. It's instantaneously coagulating and adhering it all together, and it comes off like a carpet, like a rug. It just lifts right off the water, leaving the water apparently perfect and pristine again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it does. And certainly, you know, this product can benefit most of all the people along the coastline. And while that is occurring, we can be working on other means of getting action done. This is a dog and pony show. It's a ruse. It's a false flag event designed to force people to have to move from their homes so they can be herded into another area. We've seen this time and again. It happened during Hurricane Katrina. People lost their homes. They lost all their possessions. Some even lost their lives. And what we didn't know at the time is that they sent mercenaries in there, Blackwater thugs, to go in there and disarm the public. They showed
and
images.
And prevent supplies from reaching the people needing
exactly.
supplies.
Exactly. We are collectively responsible for what happens on this planet, and we have to start waking up to that fact. That's what taking responsibility is about, folks. Michael, do you agree with that?
100%, Don. 100%. And, you know, it is very similar in the scenario because as they were impeding supplies from coming into those needing it from the Katrina event, and the same thing here now, the dirt bags are preventing independent scientists to come in and come in with solutions to clean up this mess. Now, what kind of nonsense is that? If you really want to fix this problem, then let independent scientists come in with their solutions. But no, that's not permissible. So why? Because they want this catastrophe. There's no other explanation.
Well, people are getting the change they were promised, right? Although no one was ever specific about change. Hope and change, right?
That's right, Don. And the change is clearly the same. The more things change, the more things they stay the same. Nothing's changed. We got nothing but scum losers running our country right into a deep hole in the ground.
Yeah.
And we cannot tolerate it any further.
Yes. Well, Michael, we're out of time. I want to thank you for being on tonight's show, and I look forward to another visit. I'm going to have another testimonial for you for Rapid Heal, by the way.
Oh, great.
this one is off the shelf.
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah, I love to hear it, Don. I love it. I just had a great report from Candace down in Tennessee where her sister apparently had, I think it's called MRSA, on her fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Mike, your sister came back after using infection killer. Look, my fingers, they're fine. It's unbelievable because apparently, she told her sister Candace that it's incurable. So much for incurable things, huh, Don?
Yes, yes. It's fantastic. Next time you're on the show, I'll share it with you. I promise.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay. Michael, you take care. Thank you for the wonderful information and your positive outlook. And your spiritual insight, it's much appreciated. And I hear that all the time from listeners around the world. You take care.
Don, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. God bless to you and everyone listening.
Okay. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and tonight's special guest, Mr. Michael Anthony. Check out Michael's private stock on my website, directlightproductions.com. Click on sponsors and then click on Michael Anthony's private stock. You really must check out his products. They're fantastic, really, and they're very affordable. Michael's information is there. He doesn't have his own website, probably because his products are so inexpensive. he can't afford the site. No, I'm just kidding. But be sure to check them out. I stand by them. I've used them, and they really work. Also, I want to thank WindTalkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Don Newsom on the sound, and Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be none other than former U.S. Marine Drew Malone Raines III. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.